lose one of the shtei lechem in achnami of the kvosim, then you cannot bring the kvosim. The same thing of the kvosim of the alechem in achnami. If you tell me tenufa is huskuku, then achnami, even after tenufa, if you lose one, you can't do the other. But v'im tim slaim, if you want to tell me v'im tim slaima tenufa, anyway, says zika, no, the tenufa does not make zika. If so, hevi lechem ukvosim. For hunfu, let's say first you brought the shnei kvosim and the shnei lechem and you made a tenufa, the kohen picked them both up. Then v'yovar halechem to hevi lechem achar, that you lost the lechem, and then you brought another lechem later. So is the lechem turning tenufa? The shaliv is, does the second lechem need a tenufa or yain a turning tenufa? Maybe no, it doesn't need tenufa since you already had a din tenufa chal already on these shnei kvosim. Maybe you don't have to make another tenufa with the new lechem. That's the shaila. Or the opposite way. Of du kvosim loyti boiloch. What's going to be if you lost the shnei kvosim and you have to bring new ones now? So the Gemara says here is no shaila. The vade boy tenufa. That avade. Mash medika tenufa is upon the shnei kvosim. So even though first you made a tenufa on the shnei kvosim and the shtei lechem, and now you lost these shtei kvosim. So when you bring the new shtei kvosim, pshit you have to make another tenufa. Because the ikur is the shnei kvosim. Ki tibor locho, where's my shiloh? Ovad halechem. In case we lost the lechem, do you have to make another tenufa or not? Vali, but the benenas, loy tibor locho, the benenas is no shiloh. The yom that he says kvosim, ikka. The ikur is the kvosim. So pshita, since the kvosim is still around, you do not have to have another tenufa. So you would not need another tenufa. But ki tibor locho, where's my shiloh? Ali, but the rabbi kiva, according to rabbi kiva shita. The Yom that he says, no lechem iko, that iko is the lechem could come by itself, but not the shnei kvosim. If so, my, according to him, there's a good shiloh. The shiloh is like this. Kivan the lechem iko, since you're telling me now the lechem is the iko, if so, since you lost the first lechem, and you bring in now a new shtei lechem, is boy tenufa. Maybe you have to make a second time a tenufa with these new shtei lechem. Or Dilma, maybe no. Kivan the matir in the day. Kvosim minu. Since Lamaisa still, what's matter what gives the kedusha on the shtei lechem is the shnei kvosim, and since the shnei kvosim already had a tenufa, those are the same shnei kvosim. So since the matirim had its tenufa already, maybe let's serve tenufa. Maybe the lechem now, these new shtei lechem, does not need a tenufa. Satan Morsos Teiko, that's a good shiloh. That remains by Teiko. Omalei Abaye LeRova, Abaye is back to Rova. My shno shnei kvosim. The Mekadshi Lechem, how can we tell me now the Shnei Kvosim, true it's Mekadosh the Lechem? O mi Akvei, and therefore it's Makev, one on the other. Like we had before, you could only bring one without the other, but the other way you can't, whether you can't bring the Shnei Lechem without the Lechem, or whether you can't bring the Lechem without the Shnei Kvosim. But I'll call upon the Yom Akvei Adodi, if so, a Maishno, Shiva Kvosim, O Parvielim, the Loi Mekadshi Lechem, like, how do you notice? How do you know to say the Shiva Kvosim and the Parv Yelim are not Mekadosh Lechem and therefore they're not Makiv? In the Apostle, it says both of them should be Al Halechem. So how do we know to say which one is Makiv, which one is Mekadoshit, and which one is not? So Malay said back like this, Hoyev Uskuku Zelazeb Tanufa. I tell you, the Shnei Kvosim, they have to be lifted up together with the Shtei Halechem. So the Sforah say that these two are what's makiv is there, the Shnei Kvosim, and not the other Kabbonis that it says in Sefer Vayikra. So Morosu says, no, the Rei Taida by Korban Taida, to Lehuskuku Zela Zeba Tenufa, there's no mitzvah there that you have to pick up the Korban Taida and the Chalas. Still, Umekadshu Makva, still there we know the Shchitas of the Korban Taida is what's Mekadish, the Lechem. So maybe these other Kabbonis that are brought on Shavuos, that it says the Ikur Hayoim in the Parashas Vayikra, maybe it's also likuva for the shtei lechem. Smor says rather elo punk fakeret elo ketoido. Learn out the shtei lechem from a korban toido. Ma toido shlomim afochinami shlomim. Just by the korban toido, it's a shlomim, and it's what's matir the lechem. As there also the shnei kvosim, these are shalmei tzibur of shlomim. Vashenken the other kabbonas that say there are korban elo. So it's the korban shlomim that's mekadosh. Smor says midomi. How can I learn out one from the other? Hosum like a zvocha machrina badayu. Hochadik a zvocha machrina badayu. The kachahani bahani. By a korban toidu, there's no other korban. That's the only one. So pshita, that's the shlomim. That's mekadosh the lechem. But over here, by the Shnek, by the Shtei Alechem of Shavuos, that the Chumash there says a few Karbonis, it says a set of Karbon Oilers, and Shnei Kvosim of Shlomim, maybe need both, maybe both together is what's Mekadosh Shtei Alechem. And maybe both should be Makiv. How do we know to say only the Shnei Kvosim is what's Makiv, is what's Mekadosh the Shtei Alechem, and not the other Karbon Oilers? Most is true. Ella rather Ke'el Nozer. Learn that from El Nozer. Ma'el Nozer. Even though by Nozer he has to bring other korbanos, not only the shlomim, still shlomim who the mekache is the shlomim that's mekadesh the lechem as brought by the El Nozer. The other korbanos are not mekadeshit. The oil that's brought with the Nozer is not mekadeshit. Is hochinam here also by Shnei Kvosim? Here also there's no difference. It says it's only the shlomim that's was mekadesh Shtei Alechem, and not the korban oilers that are brought with, that are supposed to be brought on Shavuos. Now the most question, v'hosim in Nolan, how do we know by Nozer Gufo, that's the Shlomim, that's Mekadosh his Lechem, and not the Oilo? The Tani we learned, v'yesayol yasa zev Shlomim Lashem al sal ha-matzos. It's the ayol, the ram that's brought for korban Shlomim, that's what comes al ha-matzos. Is Mlama comes to teach us, sasal bo choyvel yayol, that the matzos come a chayvah for the ayil, and therefore shchitas ayil mekachin, that the shchitas of the ayil, that's what's mekadesh the lechem that's brought for the nazir. Lefikach, therefore, taka shochtum shlo lishmoy, if you shechtes shlomim, this ayil shlo lishmoy, lekitcho lechem, the lechem is not kodush by the nazir. So you see clearly, even though the nazir has to bring other kabbanas also, but those kabbanas are not mekadesh the lechem. What's mekadesh the lechem is only the korban shlomim. That's the same story here by Shavuos also, that even though you have to bring a few korban oilers for the chayvus yoyim, but the shnei kvosim with hashlomim, the svar of those, the shnei kvosim, that's what's mekadosh shtei lechem. Therefore, mishnah of the machlokes only between the shnei kvosim and the lechem, what's makiv zeh zeh. But the other korbanos oilers that are brought leboy bayoyim, that says in Vayikra, those are not makiv the shtei lechem. Tanur Rabbanan wrote like this. Shtei halechem haboyis b'fnei yatzmon. Let's say in a case you bring the shtei halechem by itself, and Rashi says a libri Rav Akiva, the yom that he holds kvosim ain makfenes halechem, that even though you did not have the shnei kvosim, still you could bring the lechem. So according to Rav Akiva, that you could bring the shtei halechem by itself. So halacha is yunfu. You have to make a tznuf. You have to lift it up. But utu b'tzurasan, you have to wait till the tzura it changes colors. Like Rashi says, it means yifs lebelina. You have to let it stay overnight. Let it have a psulina, and then the yotzla basis reif, and then you burn it outside. So mashmi, you cannot eat it, but rather you have to burn it. And the chura, why? So the avmin was supposed to see the more is the question, monashav, what's going on here? Ili achila asyon, if you hold that you're really allowed to eat these shnei kvosim, even though you don't have this zvochim, you don't have the shnei kvosim to be mekadeshit, to be materit, still you hold the kontra mekiva, since the shnei lechem could come by itself. It's you're allowed to eat it also. It's so lichlinu. So what do you have to burn it for? Eat it. Elamai, the other svar is no ilu l'sreif asyun, that the pshat is you're not allowed to eat the shtei halechem, because you don't have the matir. The matir is a shnei kvosim. So true, you can bring the shtei halechem by itself, but there's no matir, you're not allowed to eat it. You have to burn it. If so, that's the din of the shtei halechem to be burnt. If so, ilu l'sreif asyun, l'safin l'yalta. Why can't you burn it right away? Because that's the mitzvah, the shtei lechem, the ikum mitzvah, is to burn it. So why do you have to wait to have an ibet tzurasan, to wait till overnight first? Is lomelu ibet tzura, why do you have to wait overnight? So Marin says, Omar Rabba, the pshat is li'olam la'achil asin. That means the rice are really according to Rabbi Kiva, when you bring a shtei lechem by itself, even though you do not have the kvosim with it, still it has a hetta b'achila. Since it comes by itself, you're allowed to eat it really. There's a hetta to eat it with the rice. But I'll tell you the reason why you can't eat it, you have to let it burn, is only midrabbanan, and it's a gzeiro, that Shem yizdamnu lehem kvosim l'shanu habo, that maybe next year when it comes Shavuos, then they will have shnei kvosim with the shtei lechem. But v'yoymu, people will say next year, that listen, ishtakad last year, l'yachalnu lechem b'le kvosim. Last year we ate the shtei lechem, even though we had no kvosim. Sa'ach shiv nami, they'll say the same thing this year also, that even though this year they made the shchit and the shnei kvosim ready, and it's Husk Guzel is there, they'll still say, Nechol, let's eat it. Even though they lost the Shnei Kvosim now. But real of Yinu L'Yad, they don't know the truth is, that the Ishtak and only last year was Mutat eat it. widely heavy kvosim. They did, since there were no kvosim last year, therefore inu shayu nafshayu. Therefore, since you brought the shtel lechem by itself, it could be matter itself. But hashta this year, the ikka kvosim that you have the shnei kvosim, kvosim with the sharlu, the kvosim is what's matter it. So therefore, if you lose the kvosim, if something goes wrong with the kvosim, you should not be able to eat the shtel lechem. So therefore, Rabbanu made gzeira that even when you bring the shtel lechem by themselves, still you should not eat it. But since it's only midrabbanim and midrais that's mutav achila, you're not allowed to go burn it. So therefore, that's the klal. Always you have to wait till it has a psulina to leave it overnight. Now that it has a psulina, that's called the tsuba tsurason. Now you let it burn it. Omar Rabbi Rabbi says, "Minua minulu." How do we know this yisoid? So Rashi says, "The lachila hasio nafilu boyim b'fnei atzmon." How do you know this yisoid? That this yisoid the Koran Rabbi Kiva. When you bring the shnei halechem by itself. Even though you have no korbin, you're allowed to eat it. Midirais, it's mutav achila. How do we know this? Gemara says that Tanan we learned. Om Reb Yehuda, Hayid ben Bukri b'Yavna, that kol koyin sheshoykalein achoyt any koyin that gives the shkolim, he's not achoyt, he's not doing anything wrong. Mashmi doesn't have to, but our kol ponim is not called achoyt if he does. Rashi says, Vafagav dechsev koloiv alab kudim, or kanam lo nifkadu, kanam were not counted then. Still, if he wants to, he's not called achoyt. Because he'll give it over to the tzibur. That's what he says. But Omer lo Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, lo, it's not true. But rather, ki elo kol koin, she'enu shoyko choyta. Any koin that does not give the machzah shekel, he's taka a choyta. So Rashi says, the chol ho royal lifkat koma, daino ben chot shono malo, whoever is fit to be counted. As long as you're 20 years and older, you have a chiyuv to give the machzah shekel. Elif, so how come the kanim did not give? For their own sake, but really they're wrong, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds. But the Pasuk says, V'chol minchas koyin kolutiyam, any mincha that koyin brings has to be completely burnt. Loi teichal. If so, they figure that they're going to give for the machzah shekel. So from that money, they buy the korban oimer, and they buy the shtei lechem. If so, hoyil the oimer shtei lechem. For lechem upon him is bought on every Shabbos lechem upon him. Shalonu hein, if they give money for this, so it's considered like a minchas kahanim. And so they had a kasha, heich necholim, how is the din that you're allowed to eat from it? So elamai, it must be that they don't have to give for the machzah shekel. That's the way they dashed. But really they're wrong, because the pshat is that's not giving the money to the tzibur. And now it's called the tzibur's bar in the korban. That's not called the koy, a minchas koyin. But our kopon, the Gemara says now, Hani shtei lechem echidomi. This shtei lechem, let's see what we're talking about. Ilema, but boy, imas zevra comes with the korban. Otu toido v'lachmo miloy menatvi kanim v'yachlu. Isn't it possible for kohen to bring a korban toido and lechem, and he won't eat from it? So Rashi says the Maike Toni that heichen necholim holalachme toido domi. This shtei lechem zemim holalachme toido v'toido v'lachmo miloy menatvi kanim v'yachli. Can't the kahana bring in the dove or the toida and eat the lechem? That wouldn't be a kasha. Elolav isn't the case. Talking about the boys b'fnei yatzmon on a shavuah that they bring the shtei lechem myself without the korban. That was the shaila. Ugetani heichen necholim that they had a kasha. I could eat from it. Alma, what do we see? Lachil nasyon that the kahana's question was if they give into the machzah shekel, so it comes out as their money that they're using to buy the shtei lechem. That a kasha should be called the minchas kanim, which should be completely burnt. And they asked the question, was the loch originally allowed to eat it? A kopon, we see clearly from here that when the shtei lechem comes by itself, the kanim are allowed to eat from it. Or Malaya by Sabai says back, no. Lior, the maybe we're talking about now, but boy, some azevos, we're coming with a korban. Ah, the kakashtach, you have a question, mitoide v'lachmo, that just have a kohen could bring a korban toide with this lechem, so pshiti could bring the shnei kvosim with its shtei lechem. So I'll tell you no. Kashto toide v'lach me toide toide lo ikri mincha. I'll tell you a toide is not called a mincha, but shtei halachem ikri mincha is a big difference. By a korban toide, slachem is not called a mincha. There are people that a kohen brings it, he's allowed to eat from it. It's only halach and a minchas kohen that the kind of they cannot be eaten. Mashenka the shtei lechem that's called a mincha. Shneim the pasuk says barivchem behakrivchem mincha chadosh el Hashem. And that goes on the shtei lechem. There at the kashya, the shtei lechem they held was brought from their money, it should be us to eat. And how come the Israelites eat it? So there they had a kashya, because it's called the mincha l'Hashem. But by korban toida, there is no kasha. There is not called a mincha. So a kid, so you have no proof to say when the shtelach comes by itself that you're allowed to eat it. Could be by itself you're not allowed to eat it, but only when it comes with the korban, that's when they have the kasha. How could you eat it then? Rabbi Yosef Amar Yerlom Lisreifas, and he also know when you bring the shtelechem by themselves, with the rice, he's supposed to burn it. If so, what do you have to have two bits of rosin for? Why no time at Loisafino? How come we don't burn it right away? The fishein sorf from kachrim yomtiv. Song about anshu is it's a yomtiv, so it's also to burn kachrim on yomtiv. That's why we have to wait till moitzoy the next day. Omle abayi midom yosem le mitzvosim kach. On a regular yomtiv, you can't burn kachrim. It's not a mitzvah to burn it. But ochad the mitzvosim kach nesafino. But here, Lechurik, tell me, Yishtel Lechem is supposed to be burnt, that's its mitzvah, so this is the mitzvah of Yoyim. You should be able to burn it even on Shavuos. Midah Devi, Par V'Soy Yom Kippurim, that you're allowed to burn the Par V'Soy Yom Kippur, because that's the mitzvah of Yoyim. So if you tell me that Yishtel Lechem has a din to be burnt, then you should be able to burn it even on Yom Tif. So Moses says, Radi Elom Rav Yosef, Yzeir Rishin Yizdam Nulem Kvosim, Liyachem Ikan, that maybe later on, they'll come up with Kvosim. Alright, turn over. Yes, Rashi says like this, that his gzero, shem yizdam lehem kvosim liyacha mikan, Rashi says, that means liyacha sreifas lechem, after you burn the lechem, maybe then they'll find they'll have shtei lechem, they'll have shnei kvosim. And then it came out you weren't supposed to burn it, you're supposed to eat it. Hilkach therefore, mashin and lehu, you have to wait the whole day. Shem yevol akvosim, yunfu imoim viyochlo. Therefore, even though midi rice, he's supposed to burn the shtei lechem that comes by itself without the shnei kvosim, but you cannot burn it on Yom Tov, because you have to be afraid maybe later on this day of Yom Tov, they'll find you the shnei kvosim. And then you have the mitzvah to make a tenufa together and to eat it. So therefore, we tell you, you can't burn it on Yom Tov. Omalei Abaya, Tenach calls the man akrivosim. That's good, you can't burn it. Calls the man atziyoyim before shkia, that if you find the karbonos, you can bring it. But the boss ochlis afino, for the glory after shkia, that you can't make a shkit, you can't make a zrik as a carbon anymore, then you should be able to burn it. How come it says that you have to wait till overnight and first burn it in the next morning? Smor says Anachnami, my tuba tsurosa nama ditoni. You know what I mean to say here, tuba tsurosa, wait till it's surah, till it's a form changes. Tsuras hakrivosam, all I mean to say is wait until the zman of the krova hakrova. When it passes by shkia, that you cannot bring it anymore, Anachnami, then you could burn it. Because again, midi rice we're going now, these shnei alechem, when it comes by itself, you're supposed to burn it. Since there's no matter to it, you can't eat it. But it's exerim not to burn it now, maybe you'll find carbonus later. So it means tubus rosim, as soon as it passes by a shkia, that you can't bring the carbon anymore, and echnami, then you're supposed to burn the shnei alechem. Even though it's a shkia, even though it's a tziyumtiv still, because it's mitzvosim mekachetz mutter. Rav Omer Rav says no. Liachil asyan. Really, the shtei lechem comes by itself. You could eat it. If so, how can we burn it? Ugzerim mishum derabba. Ugzerim mishum derabba. For lav mitame, but not according to his own reasoning. As Rashi says, Rabba's time we had before was gzerim shem yizdam lem kvos mashan abo. But for lav mitame, not from his reasoning. Do what Rashi is loyel. We know aminu metani hey ben buchri. But that's the gzerim attack. They were afraid that maybe next year they'll come to have the shtei kvosim. And they'll think then you're allowed to eat it without bringing the carbon. So that's the gzera. But then the question before is, where was this raya to say it's mutar achila? He brought a raya before from Yehuda, from Hayit ben Bukhri b'Yavna. He brought the raya from there. So the Gemara is saying that raya is not a good raya. Gemara says, for lav me time not from his raya, yelo mikra from a posik. For yom arov, minula, where's this posik and siv? Mi moshvaseichem tovi lechem tenufa. Bikurum lashem. That you could bring from Yimash Vaseichem Bikurim Lashem. So it comes out the Shtei Halechem is Hakeshen LeBikurim. If so, Ma Bikurim Bifnei Yatsman, just like Bikurim can be brought by itself. And you're allowed to eat the Bikurim, Av Shtei Halechem Bifnei Yatsman, who Adin Amol, you could bring the Shtei Halechem by itself. If you don't have the Shnei Kavosim, you could bring the Shtei Halechem by itself. Whom you know, it has the same halacha like Bikurim. Ma Bikurim Lachilu, just like that Bikurim, you're allowed to eat the Bikurim that comes by itself. Pshita. That's the mitzvah of Bikurim. Give it to the Kohen. The Kohen's allowed to eat it. Is if so, I'll tell you, Avshtei Halechem Nami Lachilom. The same thing applies by Shtei Halechem also. That the mitzvah of the Shtei Halechem is when it comes by itself, and Echnami Yitaki, you're allowed to eat it. Alright, we'll stop here.